Occupy is back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, Occupy is back with the drums and a new tactic. Shut down West Coast ports in solidarity with port workers. Except when reporters talk to some of those port workers,
I think they'd be better off finding a candidate of their own and getting involved in politics than trying to take work away from good, honest people.
That's a trucker from Idaho. Here's a trucker from Utah.
They're not hurting these guys. They're only hurting us.
Same for this trucker.
What they don't realize is the more they occupy, the less money everybody makes.
Not hearing a lot of solidarity among the truckers. As for the longshoremen, some longshore workers might observe the lines, but the union bosses hate this idea. Jeff Smith runs the union's operations on the Columbia River. He says, quote, "If I wanted to shut down the port, I could do it without Occupy," unquote. You see what's going on. The Occupy message is that corporations make too much profit and it's time for workers to get a piece of it. But the way the unions see it, there is already a movement designed to force corporations to put money in workers' pockets. It's called the union. Threatening to shut down a port is their thing. And when they do it on their terms. That's why the average longshore salary nationwide is $65,000. Average in Seattle, $78,000. Average in the Bay Area, $87,000. And when you add overtime, it might not put them in the 1%, but it can be pretty comfortable. And they figure they didn't get there by drumming or even by tambourining. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.